I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Listen, we just had a Slipknot show around here, and I was not in attendance.
No?
You were? I thought you were there.
Yeah, I was not there. which, just simply because I can't speak to how many elderly people go to their shows.
There's some hardcore people.
Yeah, there'll be a few.
Yeah, like metalheads that are like still in it.
But the saying, you're only as old as you feel, that applies to your mental state. It doesn't apply to your physical state.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like if you shouldn't get in the pit, you know?
Yeah, physically, you're as old as you are.
Yeah. Your parts are old.
What happened?
He went moshing.
You're
old.
Dead.
62?
I'll be honest. Like, I know. I don't think 62. I could get in the mosh pit. I was watching some video yesterday. It was like a reaction video of someone watching a Ginger video or something, and there was like a huge mosh pit, and I looked at it and I was just like, oh my God, I can't even imagine right now. Cause I used to get in there. I used to be in there, like, yeah, taking elbows, getting kicked in the face.
I just thought it was always dumb.
Me too.
You know?
You're an idiot.
I've always thought that was dumb. And I know it's not a popular thing. I've been in rock radio for like
yeah,
3 decades.
Oh, I had a tooth kicked out. You know what I mean? Like, it's like stuff happens.
A lot of guys get their rage out that way.
Exactly. But when I saw it, I was like, heavens. Oh, my God. That's nuts. I'd never get in there now.
That was just me at 19, that voice right there.
Right, exactly.
Heavens.
That's me anytime I've ever seen one of those.
And they carry you around, you know, like at 62.
Oh,
that is something I've never, ever done in my whole entire life.
Crowd surfed.
It was crowd surfed.
I had a girlfriend who did it, but I think she fell and it was bad.
Oh, it's not good. Wow. Crowd surfing is not all it's cracked up to be. I was like, I'm way, people's elbows would snap or whatever.
Oh.
That's
how I felt like.
It's never been
like, no one's going to lift me up.
But I know girls like get groped and things.
Yeah, it's never cool.
It's not cool.
So someone forgot to tell 62-year-old Richard Valadez that physically you're as old as you are.
Mm-hmm.
He was ripping it up at Knotfest outside Chicago last Sunday night when he decided to hit the pits. Witnesses say he was drinking. He was having a good time. Getting knocked around. But during Slipknot set, he got knocked so hard he fell out of the pit. And as people were trying to help him up, he seized.
Oh.
So they started calling for help. Because of the chaos, of course, it took a while for help to arrive. But once it did, too late.
Oh, he died.
Oh, he died.
He died?
He died.
He's dead.
No.
He's dead. Richard Valadez passed away. No word on the cause of death yet. So, I mean, pour one out for your homie Richard Valadez this morning, Slipknot lovers, because...
Talk to your grandpas about pits.
Talk to your grandpas about mosh pits.
At least he was doing something he loved, I guess.
Yeah.
As they say, like to say.
Right.
We'll like to die.
Every once in a while, you die.
As they like to say, as those people say, he died doing something he loved.
People often say that... They died doing what they love.
Did he love it? Did he love being elbowed?
Maybe. Don't you have to love it to be in there?
In a mosh pit.
I don't know.
So I guess he must have loved it.
Yeah.
You love it right until you're slipping away, I think.
Jake.
Yeah.
Jake has a comment here.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Hey, prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg. Prepare to peg, sir. Preparing to peg. Peg. Peg.
Peggy, go!
Okay. Go ahead.
That's getting out of control, and it's hilarious. So I was at a Slipknot show, and there's a really old guy, like, right in front of me and my girlfriend, and he's probably late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah.
And so for about the first half of each song, he'd stand up, jump around, pretty much try to start a mosh pit. And then about halfway through the song, he's real large guy. He just lay down on the ground. I don't know if his knees went out, his body couldn't.
Oh, no.
Pretty much.
Oh,
and
no.
And then they'd stop, start a new song. He'd get up, jump around, mosh with the crowd, and then lay down. It happened the entire show.
Wow, he took naps.
Yeah, he just needs to take breaks. He needs to take mosh breaks. I get it.
Take a nap.
Yeah. I'm just going to lay down in this puddle of piss.
And that's what it is.
Don't ever lay on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever touch the ground.
Look.
Never touch that ground.
Don't even look at the ground.
You won't like what you see. You're going to find that there's a lot of piss on that ground.
Oh, there's so much piss.
Vomit.
Vomit and spilled booze and poop.
Boo.
Anyway. He was young enough to rock and roll in his mind, mm-hmm. but in his body, not so much.
Yeah.
It's always cool when you see those old folks rocking out at shows, but generally they're just in the crowd. They're not in
back.
The mosh pit.
Yeah, stay back.
Yeah. You can still go to shows, just don't mosh.
And I mean, I get it. There right now, there's like 65-year-old dudes 50 times tougher than me. Like, I already know they were like a biker their whole life. They are tough. They are ready to kick anyone's ass at any second. But it's still scary because your parts were still made in 65. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've had the same elbows and knees, like what you say all the time.
Right. Yeah, these
since are 1962.
These are 1984 issued knees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When you think about it that way, which is really funny to me because I think about it the same way, like in cars.
Yeah.
Well, like, man, this old Fender's from 1975.
Yeah, these knees are.
Reagan was president.
That's bad.
His knees were hot off the line, and Reagan was president. New Coke was afoot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Mm. All right. There is a celebrity who is our douchebag of the day. Let's get to that.
All the lights are on.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
Today's douchebag is Conor McGregor.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor uncorked a shot to the head of an elderly man in an Irish bar, all in a dispute over whiskey. Conor's whiskey. And there's video showing the violence of when this happened. This went down at a pub. It happened actually a couple of months ago, but the video has just surfaced now. So there's Conor McGregor walking into the pub, and he wanted to buy a round of his whiskey for everyone. So there's an older guy over here who he's having his Irish beer at an Irish pub, and he doesn't want any part of Conor McGregor and his shenanigans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, who does? Yeah.
So he's offering everyone a shot of his whiskey, and the guy's like, no, thank you. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
Get that whiskey away from me.
Oh, he keeps putting it back.
Dirty wee scumbag.
Conor keeps putting the glass in front of him.
Conor puts the glass in front of him. He keeps putting it away like, I don't want your goddamn whiskey.
Oh, that's...
pissed Conor off.
You think? It's one of the most... It's like being called Fredo.
He downed a shot with other drinkers, and then he threw his notorious left fist right in the face of the old man who rejected the booze. Two people immediately grabbed Conor and pulled him out of the bar. The violence was reported to cops, who announced that they'd open an investigation. There are no reports that Conor was ever charged, even though the cops saw the video.
That Irish guy took that licking and kept on ticking.
That's it. The old Irish guy, the tough Irish guy, didn't even get knocked off his stool.
How many times has that Irish guy been punched in the face out of the bar?
He's like, what you going to do? What are you, 110 pounds, you stupid puss?
Yeah. I haven't had a kiss that tender since I spent the night with your mother.
He literally was not hurt.
No.
He was not hurt. Like, that's the thing. Like, I get it. Conor McGregor, he punches hard and he's like, you're tough in your, like, weight class. Some of these Irish old men, like that guy, yeah. Do you know how much of an insult it is for an Irish guy to put a drink in front of you, a glass, and you to take it and slap it back?
Yeah.
Like, no, bitch.
Right.
He did it again, and he was like, no, bitch, I don't want
but
your...
But there's groups in Ireland that cannot stand Conor McGregor. Like, yes. Some of my example is what I said.
Yeah, I know. That's what you tried to say.
He sets a bad example.
That's definitely what you tried to say.
Came out a little different.
Yep.
They think Conor sets a bad example and doesn't represent Irish people correctly, and he's an idiot, and so they don't want any part of him. So if my dad was sitting in a bar and Conor McGregor tried to give him a free shot, he'd probably do the same thing.
Right.
Like, shove it up your pee hole.
You better talk to your doctor about your pussy knuckles.
Pussy knuckles.
That man took that shot right to the side of the face and was just like,
he didn't even flinch.
Please. You know, and I think his handler saved him.
Yeah.
They're like, get him out of here before this old man gets up off his stool.
Yeah, no, that honestly, like, he
I get it. Conor McGregor's a tough dude, but
he's a bully, though.
He's like, a total bully. He's an idiot.
And he's a scumbag, kind of. Yeah.
I liked him for a while, and then I realized, no, he's just an aggro idiot.
Yeah.
But look, like, half of those old men are taller than him.
Yes. And this is your typical Irish bar crowd, right?
It sure
is. They're like 60-year-old men.
That guy took that punch, like, and then he turned to his buddy and was like, hey, I think he
Somebody leave a window open, because I felt a little rough.
Old Irish dudes are tough.
Yeah, they are.
I think that little guy tried to kiss me.
Oh. He's probably saying, you watch my drink for me here a minute, because I'm going to go kick this wee crap head's arse.
Yeah.
I mean, Conor McGregor's just dangerous.
Yeah.
To himself. Like, he's just...
other people. He can't control himself.
Now. No.
And his ego's all crazy, inflated, and
yeah,
it's nuts.
It's funny, too, because like usually a guy like that just really needs to get his ass kicked really bad, but he's had his ass kicked really bad, and it hasn't helped.
Right.
No, I think it's made him worse.
You know, it hasn't really helped.
No, not at all. Someone's saying maybe he's smarter than all of us. Instead of paying a ton of money for a 30-second commercial, he does this, and it's all over the media advertising his whiskey.
I feel like a butterfly landed on my cheek. Did something happen? Did you see it? Check the video.
I gotta check the video.
Butterfly. The old guy's fine, by the way.
Oh, sure.
He just looked at his buddy.
Like, I think Conor expected to hit him and him to go down, like lights out. And that guy just took a shot like a champ. Now, maybe he was completely bombed, but...
Yeah. I think he was bombed, for sure.
Right. I think both people were bombed.
I've been drinking for 2 days straight, Connor.
Yeah.
I couldn't feel a thing.
It's only like 2:30 in the afternoon, though, but I mean...
Wow.
That's Ireland. That's an Irish 2:30.
Yeah.
It is an awesome... That pub is awesome, just because you can tell it's just the old guys from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
There's no one else in there.
That's most pubs I've ever been to in Ireland. Mm. They all look like that.
Like, your dad's in Ireland right now, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Is he?
So... Yeah.
So there's corner pubs.
What time is it? Yeah, he's already at a pub right now.
Oh, for sure he is. Yeah, they're 6 hours ahead.
Yeah.
I'd understand why people be upset the way he represents Ireland. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
It's just, it's what's silly about it is, you know, and like Dave said, maybe it is just all about its marketing. Mm. You know, every once in a while, if I punch an old guy in the face, people talk about me.
Think it's a setup?
I don't think he's that smart, to be truthful.
No, I don't think so either. But
I think it's just he's...
Is it good publicity for his...
But
yeah, exactly. There is no bad publicity.
Yeah, especially
about his whiskey.
For him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start in New Jersey, where a woman was stood up for a late night booty call, and she did not take that lightly.
I bet.
She's now accused of burning a man's house down.
She burned it right down, right there. Really
stand me up.
So, what, I invite someone to come over... I look out the window. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was like a Tinder thing.
It must be it.
Let me in. Nope. Let me in.
There she is. There she is, right?
I think she used like an app to help her out a little bit, and then she came. She showed up.
What kind of app?
Yeah.
You need to,
you know.
Yeah, she was filtered heavily.
Yeah.
He didn't answer the door.
Of course not.
He looked out the peephole, and he saw her, looked out the window, and he saw her, and then he said, oh.
His house was like probably cooler because it was like eclipsed with the shadow of her. He's like, oh, there's a chill.
Oh, must be
if he could feel her before she even came to the door.
He heard the rumbling.
The sky went black. 29-year-old Taja Russell was arrested and charged with attempted murder and aggravated arson. The blaze left the man with first and second degree burns.
She must have burned all the exits.
She did. She set fire to the doors.
Yeah.
Police were alerted to the fire about 4:30 in the morning when the guy ran into the police station lobby wearing nothing but a T-shirt covered in soot.
Oh, no. He had no pants on?
No pants.
No pants.
So he was ready for her, right? He was ready to answer the door.
Yes.
Poo-bearing it.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was poo-bearing.
That's how he was planning on answering the door?
I can't imagine. Somebody help me! Somebody help me! I'm poo-bearing it.
I'd do it right now if I had any confidence.
No, don't do that.
I'd do it right now.
No one should do that. But no, so that's how he was like dressed for the date. Like she comes up to the door.
Real
he was
date.
Ready. Well, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But he was ready for this. Like,
yeah, because they're just gonna have sex, right? Yeah. That's all she's coming
for. Still, like, you can't wait till she comes over to take your pants off.
I don't know. I think a lot of times, if you get invited over somewhere, the person has no pants on. It can happen.
They're just ready to go.
Unusual.
Yeah. I think the guy having no pants on is what's unusual.
You think more likely women have no pants on?
I would think if a girl invited you over and you knew that it was just for that, you might.
Guy.
I know. The guy makes it wild. Having no pants on.
No pants or underwear, it seems.
No underwear.
Nothing.
It's nuts.
No.
So he looks out. Did he yell something at her? Like, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell. Get out of here, girl. You a behemoth.
So she got pissed. Did she have gasoline on her?
There's more to get to here.
Okay.
He was coughing and out of breath when he showed up at the police station. Said he just escaped his burning house a short distance away.
Oh, he lives close by.
He lives close by to the police station. Firefighters rushed to the scene to douse the blaze. A review of messages on his phone and surveillance video led them to busting this big woman, though. He told police he had invited her to her house for sex.
Oh, jeez. My date's here. Oh, god damn it.
He would not let her in.
Sex time.
You can't. No. Wrong place.
Hold on a second. Let me check the address again. No.
So definitely the wrong place.
So this is it.
No.
This is it.
No, no.
I'll be back with the
huh?
So what else happened, Dave?
Yeah, what else did I do? What else did I do next?
She then started texting him, saying things like, you wasted my money to come out here. Oh, you smoked.
You smoked?
Like you're dead.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, I guess you want to die.
Oh.
And then,
that's disconcerting.
I swear to God, I hope you die.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a bad follow-up.
Mm.
She went to a nearby gas station. This guy lives close to everything.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Very good location.
Yeah. She bought lighter fluid, matches.
Can I get that lighter fluid and some matches?
And a lighter.
And a lighter. And some locks and chains.
She returned to the house, headed to the door, the only entrance to the residence.
Ooh.
And by 4:08 a.m., the house was ablaze. He said the house, he woke to the smell of it. He passed out.
Oh, okay.
Woke up to the smell of the house burning, tried to leave through the door, but the flames were too intense. He was able to get out through a window, but he did suffer burns on his hands and body and smoke inhalation. This big girl was arrested and placed in Salem County Correctional Facility pending hearings. She's also charged with aggravated assault, endangering, creating substantial risk of death, and criminal mischief.
That guy should never do this again.
No, I think he's off the Tinder probably.
Yes.
I just picture him sitting there and is like got like a beverage and like it's like Jurassic Park. Like
yeah, it's like you see the water shaking on the surface.
Yeah, the ripples of the water. Coming. He's like, oh, hell no. Oh, something's happening. Jesus Christ, she's goddamn huge. No!
Wrong place. wrong place.
Sorry, just catching my breath after those four steps.
Oh, God.
But before that, he was getting all ready for it.
Oh, you know,
he had the candles lit. Yeah. He took his pants off. He had the music going.
I think he's bad boys. Listen, I think you're right.
Moving
because,
and grooving.
To be totally honest, like you could see how an app might be able to fool you into like she's got a pretty face.
Mm-hmm.
So if she got in the right angles and stuff, maybe he'd be like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have sexual.
I don't know. It
activity.
Seems hard, but that did you see her like the angles?
Well, you can't.
I've seen
have
some shocking
neck.
Filters. Like when you see the person in person, you're like, oh my god, looks nothing like the person. Someone said this happened to me. Me and my buddies just closed the blinds. Then she started banging on the windows like Jurassic Park. Ugh. Then she peed in the driveway.
Oh my god!
It was crazy.
Nature finds a way.
Where are you finding these ladies?
Tinder.
Tinder.
It's a crazy place.
It is.
Watch your Tinder.
Yeah. There's some biggins.
Some biggins lurking.
And I think when she said you smoked, I think she really meant.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to smoke him, like smoke him like a piece of meat.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm going to smoke you like a brisket. You smoked.
When did he get fat-fished?
Fat-fished.
Not gat-fished, fat-fished.
She's the size of a, like a left guard in football.
Yeah, she's big.
She's
a big woman.
Yeah.
She's.
Yo, man, there's a conversion van here for you.
You know what? I'm sure that's, thinking more about it, it's probably pretty common that you'll call someone that through an app to come to your place for sex, and they show up, and you're like,
Just meet for coffee first.
Yeah,
man.
That's the thing. You can't have it set
go
up the way
house.
This guy did it. Because this happened to my buddy. He went to a place, the girl's the size of a couch. He just drove away.
Mm-hmm.
You need to meet in public.
You have to meet in public. And I'm sure that woman was very upset, but at the same time, when you don't tell someone you're the size of a couch,
right?
And you are.
Right.
They don't want a couch.
Yeah, you got to know. You got to let them know.
Someone said it literally happened to me just last night. I just chalked it up to bad luck and hit it anyway.
Oh, some guys are unbelievable.
Those guys do it,
Some guys are unbelievable.
That's why they...
Of course, that's why there's, if they call it... fat fishing or whatever. It's like because you have a chance to get nailed that night.
Yeah.
Just because you show up and you're like, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, come on in.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
From New Jersey to New York next, signs posted at a New York City park are warning visitors not to feed the squirrels because these seemingly cute and cuddly little residents have become very angry and aggressive.
Yeah.
The Battery Park City Authority in Manhattan posted signs in several parks, including Rockefeller Park, warning visitors not to feed the squirrels after a series of attacks. Someone said, we were just playing over here. I walked back to the stroller. Then I saw this little squirrel just shoveling our baby's Cheerios into its mouth. I didn't know what to do. I tried to shoo it away, and it bit me on the ankle.
Oh. Pulls a butterfly knife.
Jesus, these squirrels are aggressive. Whoa, two of them.
Have some Cheerios. Have some Cheerios then.
The New York City Parks Department's wildlife unit said feeding the squirrels has made them less afraid of humans. They don't believe any squirrels have tested positive for rabies. They just believe they've become more aggressive in order to get the food away from tourists.
That's what happened with those gulls.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Never forget.
They've evolved, right? They have to evolve to get their food.
Well, they just know that they get less scared of humans, and then humans feed them, and then that becomes how they think that the wild is feeding them.
Yeah. I remember when Lisa lived in her old house, she had extremely aggressive squirrels.
Yeah, I never fed them.
No, they were
awful.
Angry. Someone must have been feeding them near you.
They must have been, yeah. Because the squirrels near me now are much nicer.
Well, yeah, that's pretty cool. Bambi.
I had a real fat squirrel that cracked me up, man, because he'd found a place where essentially there were no predators.
Yeah.
So he got real fat.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love a fat squirrel.
He was too fat, dude, and he was trying to do, like, regular squirrel stuff and jump from limb to limb, and he was like,
he'd fall down. He wouldn't make it.
He's like, oh, it was a close one.
I tried.
Damn, it was a close one. Hey, Bam's a pretty good jump, Carl.
I said, Carl.
Thanks, Bella.
Carl the squirrel.
That's just me, Carl, the predatorless squirrel. Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool squirrel. Every day I almost die five times.
He's like a daredevil.
The only squirrel with sleep apnea.
You can hear him snoring in the night.
I snore louder. He's my hero.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A chip designed to help prevent epileptic seizures.
Mm-hmm.
They've discovered actually also helps control obesity.
Well, put a chip inside me. Skinny.
The chip was initially designed to send mild shocks to the brain to stop seizures. But now trials that have started on obese people have revealed that it has stopped them from unnecessary snacking.
Oh, I need this chip right now.
So now they're going to expand this. They're going to put this chip in test eaters for 18 months to see if this continues to shock away their eating habits.
They got
to
put it inside your brain?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary.
That's kind of spooky.
It is. It's a brain chip.
I want all the stuff in my brain.
I mean,
I want all the chips.
If they're electrocuting me every time I want a snack, my eyes are going to light up like Thor in Endgame.
It's like, dude, you. What's going on with you, man? What is going on with you, man?
You're like lightning in your eyes.
I got a craving for a bunch of things.
You shot lightning out of your hand. I have powers now. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, if I could stop just snacking for no reason.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, right?
Like snacking for no reason.
I need to, my thing now is I just need to like eat a little bit just to make the pain go away. Cause like my belly's empty and I'm like, I really need to fill that up.
My pain never goes away. Cause it's deep rooted and it's from my childhood.
Every trauma.
Yep. Never quite goes away.
Mm-hmm. Only people with a body mass index over 45 are eligible for these test runs.
45.
That's huge, right?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't know what that means.
I think
you're assigned a number.
Is that where they pinch your arm?
Yeah, they pinch your arm.
Well, your height and weight combined to give your BMI score.
Oh, okay.
I could probably get in that thing. Depending on where I let them pinch me.
I think 21 is like the correct. Like you want
anything
a BMI.
Past 25 is bad or 24 or something like that.
Mm. But like ideal
I'm
for most people
sure
is around 21.
Pretty high.
I look like the moon in shorts.
That's a good look, man.
Okay, like the moon. They determine after testing, this works. Do you get the brain chip put in?
I have no problem. I mean, what's scary to me is how they get it in you. I wouldn't want, like, I'd have a hard time wanting them to, like, drill into my head. If it was, like, a simple thing, I'd be like, yeah, do it. I'm all for computers.
They can't be
like,
drilling
computers.
Into people's heads for testing. They can't.
No. Like, can you give me something like that robot guy that kicks it with Lando Calrissian, something on the outside?
Yeah, like the outside. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I like, it would be cool if you could do this, but I'd love to know what it involves.
And do they shock you?
Seems I think like it's like micro shocks, probably. That's why I think it's on your brain, dude.
It says it sends mild shocks to the brain to stop the
it's
seizure.
It's inside your head, man. I don't think there's any question it's in your head.
It can't be. I don't think Come it's on. Inside
They're not
your
doing
head.
Brain Look surgery Look for people. Look it
up. If it's shocked.
Brain. It's how would I shock your
I
brain?
Don't know. Sounds very expensive. They have to put a chip in your brain.
I love what Dave just put in. Brain chip to zap obese people. Come on, Google.
There, I got it. They got me there.
Yeah. You did a good job.
Yeah, with brain chips. Yeah, I guess
tiny
so,
brain chips are said to be implanted in overweight patients.
In their brains.
That's crazy.
So that is the part there that would stop. I don't necessarily want my skull drilled open.
No. I'd be just scared of, especially doing this job, you don't want your personality to change things.
The chip gives the user a mild electric shock when it detects a certain pattern that occurs prior to the onset. Well, that's for seizures, but they've determined the same thing can be done for binge.
But I know that the seizure, so like I know a little girl that had to have a chip put in, they put it in her brain.
For epilepsy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was having seizures and it was something inside her head.
They start zapping fat people's brains. They're going to be flying around like Magneto.
Fat Magneto. Oh my God, Fat Neato? Fat Neato is amazing.
That's right. I use the power of magnetism to float.
Can't you pass me? First field, huh?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.